You're listening to All Action Sports Radio.
This is the Dingo.
Justin Barsha.
Gus Kenworthy.
Chris Moore.
Paul Rodriguez, a.k.a. P-Rod. And you are listening to All Action Sports Radio. Peace.
Summer days here at All Action Sports Radio, Memorial Day weekend. I mean, this is what it's all about. I mean, action sports, this is when it thrives. This is when it's at its most epic. Skateboarding, surfing, you have X Games coming around the corner. Street League just started this past week. It's big. This is the moment. You have skateboarding day coming up. You have surfing day coming up. Kids getting out of school. Nothing better. Nothing better. Best time of the year by far. You guys seen the one about that crazy teacher who, like, attacked those kids on a skateboard? It's like, it's kind of bizarro. You have to check it out on our Facebook page, All Action Sports Radio. But basically, a local elementary teacher was caught on video, you know, confronting skateboarders, and he pushes one kid off a skateboard, grabs the skateboard, and he threatens another kid with a skateboard, and then he tries to throw the skateboard up on a roof, and it falls down comically on. And the thing about it is, this guy's a school teacher. I think he teaches third grade. And once the superintendent saw it, they suspended him. And now they reinstated him back in the school, and a whole bunch of parents are up in arms, and they plan on boycotting the school until this guy is gone. But the video is absolutely hysterical. You have to check it out. It's not cool what he did, but you know, don't mess with a skateboarder, I guess. But you got to see the video. It's pretty hysterical. It's pretty hysterical. All right, we have a great show this week here on All Action Sports Radio. My name is Wes. I'm your host this week on All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Don't forget, we have our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter contests here at All Action Sports Radio. And the way it works is like this. You like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter or Instagram, and Pam, our booking agent or producer for let's get technical. She has randomly written down a number, and when that Facebook like number is liked by someone in our listening audience, or that follow number on Twitter or Instagram, she will contact you, and you can pick something out of our All Action Sports Radio swag bag. We have T-shirts, backpack, wheels, the whole nine yards. So follow us on Facebook at All Action Sports Radio. You can follow us on Twitter, All Action Sport, no S, and Instagram, All Action Sports Radio. And once you do that, you're eligible to win a prize. And if you want more, you can go to www.audible.fm/All Action Sports Radio, and you can hear all of our podcasts here at All Action Sports Radio. How many times did I say All Action Sports Radio? It's like a drinking game. We should use that. All right, coming up, we have motocross, Jason Weingant, RacerX Online. He's also the NBC announcer for the outdoors. And we'll be talking to pro surfer Koa Rothman, Billy Bonk's XXL Wave Tube Award winner and Wipeout of the Year winner. And man, that tube was gigantic. You have to see it to believe it. And our man, Koa Rothman, is stopping by All Action Sports Radio and looking forward to that. Dude's only 20 years old, man, and just killing it. And then we have pro BMX rider Chad Kagi. He has been on the Nitro Circus Tour, and he's on the hunt for his next X Games gold at the Austin X Games, which is happening in Texas. And that's, you know, it's been in L.A. Now they moved it to Austin, so that ought to be cool. Ryan Simmons, our resident surf expert, he's going to be talking about the ASP Tour. The Fuji Women's Pro is happening right now, and the men's stop is the 1st through the 13th in Fuji. We have a song of the week, a new one by Linkin Park. You want to stick around and listen for that. But before we get to all that, we have our man, Jason Weingant from RacerX Online now. And we're back, just as I promised, here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. And we're hitting our motocross segment with Jason Weingant. He is the RacerX Online editor, who also hosts a TV broadcast of Lucas Oil MA Motocross and the GNCC Series. And, drumroll please. No, we already said this last week. NBC. He is the new NBC face for the outdoors, and he is with us on All Action Sports Radio. Jason, you're flying in for Glen Helen tonight, today, right now?
Yeah, pretty much. Headed to the airport in a little bit. Got to be there by Thursday afternoon, so I'm rolling.
All right, we're in the outdoor season this weekend at Glen Helen Raceway in San Bernardino, California. And I think I said this last week. I don't want to be repetitive, but I do feel the speed. Did you get that? Is that part of NBC's broadcast, feel the speed?
I'll throw that in there for you if the track doesn't make me do it, which I don't think they've required anything. I'll throw it in there just for you.
Oh, thank you. You're so kind.
Yeah. Right. Hey, feel the speed. Actually, I won't need to say it. I won't need to say it. You'll just feel it.
No, the fans will be waving those towels. Feel the speed. Feel the speed. All right, hey, Jason, RaceRex this past week hosted a ride day at Glen Helen to let the pros break in the track for the race. How was that? Do you know, did anything come out of that? Was it just routine?
It is a little, it's not quite routine because Glen Helen's weird. They do have practice there all the time. Like every Thursday all year, you can ride there. Hang on a second. Every Thursday all year, you can ride there. So it's like, oh, everybody's going to have an unfair advantage. They don't really set the track up like they do for this national all the other Thursdays. So this ride day is a pretty big deal. I think they've had a few other days like this where they run all the hills and they prep the track up and all. The riders still probably wasn't quite exactly the way it would be. The layout was the same and the dirt is a little different. It's not exactly the way it'll be on Saturday, but it was darn close. So it definitely meant something for sure.
Well, it was a hot promo, and it's posted on our Facebook page at All Action Sports Radio, and I'm sure you can check it out at RaceRex Online if you want to see some a little action before we get into Glen Helen. All right, now, we talked about Ryan Dungey a little bit last week. You know, he is a champion. We all know that. And he was the runner-up for the outdoors last year, and you handicapped him as the man to beat going into this weekend, right?
Yeah. Anytime Villopoto's not been there, Dungey's been the champ, and he's usually the closest to Villopoto. It all comes down to, I think, how much will James Stewart improve? Last year, Dungey had him covered, no doubt, outdoors. This year in Supercross, Stewart got a lot better than he was last year. So if Stewart's a lot better in motocross, Dungey might have a problem on his hand.
And I think he's a little embittered about that accident in the last race of the indoor season, and I think he's hungry. But, you know, I talked about who I thought the contenders were for the title this summer, and I said James Stewart, Ryan Dungey, Ken Roczen, and Justin Barcia. And, of course, you had your four. And I got some emails, some tweets, people saying I left out Mike Alesi. Were we wrong to leave out Mike Alesi?
Well, you were right, actually, to leave Mike Alesi off. Because at this moment, Mike Alesi is not planning on actually racing the championship.
What?
Well, it's very strange. They've said they're going to race Glen Helen, and then they're headed north, and they're going to race the Canadian Nationals, which start the next weekend. That's bizarre. That's crazy. They always have a plan. I don't know if it's a good one. But I will say that if Mike were to dominate Glen Helen, I don't think he will, but if he did, I wouldn't be surprised if they change their mind and stay in the U.S.
You know, that is bizarre. You know what I mean? I mean, he's always done... I guess they're doing Glen Helen because he's always done well at Glen Helen, but they did make that PR piece that they were going to go to Canada. You said it was kind of foolish. You still feel that way?
Yeah, I do. One of their main arguments was that 2 years ago they finished second in the series behind Dungey, and the factories didn't come with any money or parts or sponsors or anything, and they said, well, if second's not good enough, but we'll try to win in Canada and see what that does. But just from what I know of that Canadian series, it doesn't get the publicity. If you're wondering why you didn't get sponsors in the U.S., you're not going to get it by going to Canada. It's just the way it seems to be.
Unbelievable. Hey, yeah. Around the corner is the X Games, the Enduro race. Does that spark any interest, you know, from the professional riders? Is anybody jumping over to do the X Games?
The problem with the Endurocross thing as it is now is that it's become quite the specialty. I think they started doing that type of racing about 10 years ago, and no one had ever done it before, so anyone could jump in and do well. But you now have full-time guys who do nothing but ride and train for that. So it's virtually impossible for anyone in any other type of racing, supercross, motocross, whatever, to get in there and do well enough to be worth going to. So it's kind of become its own little cottage industry. They're endurocross riders, and that's all they do.
So virtually no interest from the stars or anybody?
No, because if anyone, I don't care who it is, you know, if you were Dungey or Stewart or somebody like that and you wanted to get the exposure of being in the X Games, you just know that you probably wouldn't do well in a sport you've never done before against guys who do it every day. So what's the point? You're just going to go there and look bad. So it's kind of too bad, really. It was cool in the early days when everyone could take a swing at it. But that's the way it is. The sport grew, and now guys can make money at it, so they're going to practice all the time.
And that's the way it is. He's the voice of NBC Outdoors. He is the online editor for RaceRex Online, Jason Weingant. And if you want to I got to get this spiel down better. And if you want the latest in moto and supercross news, go to RaceRexOnline.com for the most up-to-date info on all your moto stars with Jason Weingant. And you can also follow him on Twitter at RaceRex Online. We'll see you at Glen Helen, Jason.
Go to promotocross.com, folks, if you want info on this weekend's race, where to watch it, how to get tickets, all that. Promotocross.com.
Got it. Promotocross.com. Thanks, Jason.
See ya.
All right, coming up, we have Cole Rothman, Big Wave Surfer, here on All Access Sports Radio.
life can be boring. So let me tell you a story. Now listen up and don't you dare stop, cause I be working that job. Well, it's important you understand this. In my youth, I wasn't rebellious.
And we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. Don't forget, you can check us out on Facebook and you can email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. Hey, what's going on in the world of action sports surfing? There's all kinds of crazy stuff in the news. And one of which is, I mean, the media has gone crazy with it. There's a woman, she's a model, and she claims she's a surfer, and she's from Hawaii. And she went on this road rage, and she's been arrested for attempted murder. Her name is Jill Hansen, and she's charged with attempted murder for allegedly hitting this woman, Elizabeth Conklin, with her car this past week. And she is a self-professed model and or a professional model and surfer, and they're calling her the surfer model murderer. I'm sorry. You can't make this stuff up, man. I mean, how cool is Hawaii, man? It's absolutely phenomenal, and it doesn't get any better than this young man. He is a member of the well-known Rothman clan. He is the son of the Hui co-founder Eddie Rothman and the younger brother to pro surfer Makua Rothman. He just recently, and I mean recently, in the last couple of weeks, won the Billabong XXL Wave Tube Award winner. And if that wasn't fantastic enough, he also won the Wipeout of the Year. And that tube is absolutely gigantic. The Wipeout, spectacular. All of the entries were absolutely spectacular, but his was the most amazing. Koa Rothman, he is our man. He is here today on All Action Sports Radio. Koa, how you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
We are good, Koa. This is Wes, your host here at All Action Sports Radio. I know you just flew in from Tahiti. You're a little jet-lagged and a little tired, so thank you for coming on our show this week.
Yeah, no worries. That girl you were just talking about actually lives on North Shore, and she is pretty crazy. I've actually watched her like fight a few guys surfing.
Are you kidding me?
No, I swear to God.
Her name is Jill Hansen, and
I don't think she's a model.
Well, they're claiming she's a model, and they're calling her the surfer model murderer.
Yeah, she's out of control.
She is. You've seen her fighting other surfers, huh?
Yeah, no guys. She would try to beat up guys.
Does she surf pipe?
She tries to.
This is amazing, man. Small world. All right, Koa. Listen, have you come down yet? You know, from winning the Tube Award and Wipeout of the Year.
No, not really. I mean, I was like stoked since I first got that wave. It was like the best thing that ever happened to me, and then the XXL was the first thing I've like ever won. So,
well, yeah. I got to tell you, you're a young man. What are you? 19, 20?
20.
20 years old. And such lofty heights at such a young age, and there's no pun intended, you know, since you're a big wave surfer, talking about lofty heights. But I researched you a little bit, and one of your goals was to win the Wipeout of the Year award, and you achieved it.
Yeah, I mean, it's me and a couple of my friends. Like, we don't like wiping out, but we think it's like pretty cool. Like, it's pretty like exciting, you know.
Well,
I would never try to win Wipeout of the Year, but if it happened, like, it's cool, like it did, so.
I want people, look, you can go to YouTube, you can go to our Facebook or our website, All Action Sports Radio, and check out that Wipeout, okay? It is absolutely stunning. I mean, there were some great entries, but Koa, you know, for people who have never seen anything like that on that scale, can you take us through that Wipeout? What's the first thing that goes through your mind?
When I fell, I was just like, please don't die, because it's so violent and, like, scary, and you don't know what's really happening.
And, I mean, but is your first instinct, like, survival? I mean, what's your first thing? Of course your first instinct is survival. I mean, what's the first thing that's coming through your mind as soon as you feel that slip, that board move, and you think, uh-oh, I'm going down? What's the first thing you know you have to do?
Well, that one, there's not really much you can do because, like, it's such a powerful wave. Like, you just got to try to ride it out and hopefully come up safe, you know? And when I fell, I was like, looking out of this, like, crazy big barrel, I was like, whoa, it's the biggest thing I've ever seen. And then it just pounded me for a while all the way into the lagoon at Chopes, and that was it.
Well, you achieved two of your goals. You said one of the best days of your life was when you got your first barrel, and then you said one of your goals was to get, you know, win the wipeout of the year, and I think that was one of the biggest barrels ever, and you had your wipeout.
Yeah, I got the wipeout too.
So you knocked them both out, man, at 20, no less. All right,
yeah.
Hey, I want to play something for you, because I thought this was your coming out party, so to speak. I know Quiksilver signed you back in 2012, early in the year in 2012, right? But I think what really kind of got you going, you know, media-wise, surfing-wise, is this, and I'm going to play it for you right now.
Okay, don't get in our way. Don't get
go
in.
Up. Go up! Yeah, go up!
Watch out, guys! Watch out, watch out!
All right. That's you at Chopu, dude.
People,
they went nuts. The surferazzi went nuts when you were up there.
Yeah, I watched that video a few times. That's all my friends on the channel and stuff screaming too.
I know, but that's just amazing. All of a sudden, you know, Koa, you're on the radar, man. You're doing something, and you got everybody talking about it. And then you come back and you win. You know, that's heady stuff for a 20-year-old.
Yeah, no, I'm stoked. It's a lot to. I mean, it's what I want to do. So.
All right, good.
Fun.
We're talking to Koa Rothman. He just recently won the XXL Big Wave Wipeout of the Year Award and the Best Tube Award at the XXL Billabong's XXL Big Wave Awards. Koa, let's talk about your training, your conditioning. You come from a family of surfers, well known, you know, in and outside of Hawaii. And you said, one of the things you don't like to do is to train, but yet you can't do what you do without being a vigorous trainer and being in fantastic shape. And I know your dad has a lot to do with that. What kind of stuff do you do to train for big wave surfing?
I was probably pretty young on that stuff that you read when it says, like, I don't like to train and stuff, because I train a lot now. And I, like, do a lot of cardio and, like, try to get my heart rate up a lot, and then I do a lot of breath-holding stuff, or try to at least, when I'm not surfing.
What kind of breath holding stuff do you do?
I took this class on performance freediving, and they teach you how to, like, control, like, your muscles and your lungs and stuff while you're holding your breath. And it makes it so you can hold your breath for kind of a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I just try to keep practicing that after that class, and it helps a lot, I think.
I heard you also train in jiu-jitsu.
Yeah, I haven't been lately because I've been traveling ever since summer started at home. There's no lift. I'm always gone. It's hard to keep up with that.
How does jiu-jitsu help you with surfing?
I don't know if it helps me too much. I just like it.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
Yeah.
If you like something and you're doing it, that just kicks ass. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
All right, now you just got back from Tahiti, and we talked about this off air, but I got to go back to it. This 12-year-old kid that was out there surfing, in Chopu, I mean, he's 12, and his name is, I hope I get this right, Kauli Vast, and he's a 12-year-old. Go ahead.
I was just there, and I saw him surfing. I was like, this kid's like 10, and somebody's like, yeah, he's 12. He had his helmet on and stuff, and his dad was in the channel on the boat, and he was fully charging, like paddling into waves, like nobody was pushing him. I was pretty shocked.
Now, coming from you, who surfed pipe when you were 12, I have to ask this question. I know we talked a little bit off air, but those are some of the heaviest waves in the world. It is immensely dangerous. I mean, obviously the kid knows what he's doing. Would your dad have let you go out there at 12 years old and surf Chopu?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I have no idea. I'd have to ask him. But I don't know if I would have wanted to.
Smart answer. Hey, tell me this. When you first went to pipe, you know, how old were you when you did pipe?
I was pretty young. I don't remember exactly how old, but I remember I used to sit in the channel, and my dad would push me on, like, the smaller ones, which were like, further down the line than the photographers. Like, I was just on the shoulder getting pushed in with my little blue helmet and stuff.
Your little blue helmet.
Yeah, he made me wear a helmet.
All right, he is a Beer Bong XXL Wave Tube Award winner and Wipeout of the Year Award winner, Koa Rothman. Hey, Koa, thank you for being a part of our show, and good luck to you going forward.
Yeah, thanks, you guys.
Hey, and Koa, give a big thanks out to Chad Wells, your team manager, for hooking us up.
Yeah, thanks, Chad.
All right. Cool. All right, good deal. All right, we'll talk to you soon, Koa. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
All right, coming up, we have X Games gold medal winner in BMX, Chad Kagi, here on All Action Sports Radio, and our Song of the Week. Stay tuned.
Hello?
What do you suppose we should do?
Well, does he like butter tarts?
I was lying on the grass of Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged all laced, but it's all twisted around and beat.
All right, and welcome back to All Action Sports Radio. We know you have a choice when you listen to the radio, and we appreciate you listening, especially all of you out in Tucson, Arizona, at KQTH 104.1 FM. Thank you for being a part of our show each and every week here at All Action Sports Radio. Hey, man, we just finished talking to Koa Rothman, 20-year-old big wave surfer, and what a life. What a life, and what a cool kid, man. So stoked to talk to him, and wish him luck, man. I mean, I tell this to people all the time. If you really want to know what it's like to do what he does, go to the tallest building, well, probably in L.A., the U.S. Bank building. It's, like, huge. It's the tallest building in L.A. Stand on top of that, and that's what that guy does for a living. He surfs down that. That's how phenomenal it is. And speaking of phenomenal, I have the pleasure of our next guest. He's competing in the 2014 Summer X Games down in Austin, Texas, June 5th through 8th. He's a four-time gold medalist in BMX, six silvers and five bronze, and still going at the tender age of 35. There is no stopping his game. Get busy living or get busy dying. That's his motto. Let's give a big All Action Sports Radio welcome to Mr. Chad Kagi.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Absolutely. Now you're in Woodward West hanging out?
I'm on the other side of the country, Woodward East. I'm in the middle of Pennsylvania getting a downpour right now.
So you're riding in the rain?
Well, luckily, we have nine buildings we can choose from, and we can go inside and ride. And I was inside riding with Michael Laren, Vince Byron, and Stevie McCann having our vert session right now.
You know, Chad, I what I said earlier was true. There's no stopping your game, man. You just ride. I mean, does it ever get boring?
It does not get boring, because if you do the exact same thing every day, it gets boring. And if you're a creative mind, you can change what you do every single day. I never do the same thing every day I go to so-called work.
Dude, I love that. Blow smoke, man. That was cool. That was very, very cool. Hey, Chad, I want to take some people back because, you know, you're on All Action Sports Radio, and I'm not sure how many people understand your background, so I'm going to take them back a little bit. At the 2004 X Games, you know, people were calling you the comeback kid, all right? And the reason for this is because you had broken your neck 9 months before, and now you were competing in the X Games. How?
That's right.
When you look back on that, that's almost, 10 years ago? Do you look at that kid and go, you were crazy? Or, I mean, what was going through your mind?
I broke my neck and found out that I had broken my neck. And the first question I asked the doctor was, how long until I could start riding again? And he looked at me and he started laughing and goes, are you kidding me? I was going to tell you to go get a new job. Go back to school, kid. Wow. I'm like, no. You can't tell me when I'm going to quit. I'll tell you when I plan on quitting. So it's a determination, and as the doctor said, if I was going to break my neck, I did it the best way possible and didn't paralyze myself and allowed myself to get surgery. I've got four screws and two plates back there fusing two vertebrae together and back at it pushing. My doctor's here in town, and he says, you keep doing that and you scare the hell out of me because I think you're going to wreck what I fixed.
Man, you're pushing that at all kind of levels, and you're succeeding. You know what I mean? You're absolutely succeeding. You kicked butt in Munich when they had the X Games there. Now you're going into 2014, and you're kind of like, you know, facing all these young guns, man. What do you think for Chad is going to be success? Another gold?
You know what? If I can pull off another gold, I have high hopes, because when I finished off the last LAX games last year, I was pulling off a new trick on the quarter pipe for that big air ramp, and it didn't quite come together for me. So if I can put that foot forward this year and come away with another gold, that is that's X Games success right there. Anytime I walk away from X Games without getting, you know, another piece of metal, that kind of hardware installed in me, that's success.
And I would agree, as would most people agree. Now, you just mentioned that you almost pulled it off. Are you going to try it again in 2014?
Absolutely. I usually like to keep my tricks a secret if I'm working on something new, which 30 minutes ago I was working on a new trick I just tried for the first time on the resi ramp, and no, I'm not going to tell you what that is. But
we would like you to tell us. Give us a hint.
If you would see what I did last year, that's what I plan on doing this year, and then on the vert ramp I've got a few new things that I might surprise you with. And hopefully they work. In the next couple of weeks, if they don't work, then I'll go back to my other hard stuff.
So we're not going to get that YouTube leak like so many people do.
No, you know, loose lips sink ships.
Absolutely. Hey, Chad, you stay on the line. We got to pay the piper here, pay some bills. But you stay on the line. We'll be back with more with Chad for here on All Action Sports Radio. Boeing jets, Global Express, out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the you expect? Yep, yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Got your manhole, crack the can.
So now, baby, you should know.
All right, we're back here at All Action Sports Radio and allactionsportsradio.com. We're on the line with Chad Kagi. He's in eastern side of the world at Woodward East, and he's getting ready for X Games in June. And, Chad.
Yep, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
Absolutely. We love to have you, Chad. Now, you just finished talking that you're working on a new trick that you have ready for the X Games coming up in June. And you said there are other guys there with you. Who else is with you?
So Vince Byron was here riding with me. He flew out from California 2 days ago. Michael Laren, he lives out here. And then Stevie McCann is traveling through on a road trip.
Now, do those guys help you with your tricks? I mean,
absolutely.
You show them what you're doing, and they kind of give you tips on which way you should go, what works best.
There's a timing issue that goes on, and having someone film and show you the video, it works well with some people. Some competitors, you don't want to show them what you're working on because they're not the kindest competitors. They will steal your tricks and show up and do them right before you do.
But I think what you do is so difficult. There's a very, very, very small amount of BMX riders that can even hope to compete to do the types of tricks you do.
And everybody does them a little bit different. You can watch 10 people do a flare, and every single one of them is going to look a little bit different.
Now, going into this X Games, I mean, Chad, you are 35. How many X Games do you have left in you?
I'm soon to find out, I guess. We'll see how many times they want to keep inviting us back. Dennis McCoy is 45 or 46. So basing him as my guide to when I'm supposed to retire, I've got a few more years.
Then what the hell happened to Dave Mirra?
He decided to race rally cars and ride in triathlon.
You know, and I was going to ask you, is that something that you aspire to, do rally car racing?
No, I race other things. I race my motorcycle every now and then. I'm still focused on BMX stuff. I love it, and I still have a passion for it, so I'm going to continue on.
And speaking of which, you just came from the Kia Extreme Games in China. That was a blast, wasn't it?
That was a great event. It's always a little low-key. It's a lower-key event than something as big as X Games. Nice to get an event like that under your belt before stepping into the big giant arena of X Games.
Now, you recently went to the GoPro Athlete Summit in Hawaii. What was that all about?
That is a really, really cool event. They do it about every other year. They pick a different location. This year we went to Hawaii. They bring all the athletes together to teach us exactly how to use the cameras, the settings, the new editing software with the GoPro Studio, and they make it really, really easy for you to self-produce anything you want. And they show us so that we can show the world what we're doing from our perspective.
and make more people want to shoot video.
Oh, nice. I didn't even know they had that, man. Awesome. Hey, before we run out of time, I want to get to Bikes Over Baghdad. I know you did that last spring. It's an awesome event, and we've talked about it with other athletes before. Can you tell us when you're going to go again to see the troops?
We haven't been notified of what our next tour is. I hear it could be this fall, and it all depends on where the U.S. government deems a safe location is that the troops need to boost their morale. And once we do a show, they keep requesting us to come back, so we're on call to go anytime.
That's fantastic. For you to give back like that is just amazing. If people want to know more about Bikes Over Baghdad or, you know your schedule, how can they find out?
You know, Bikes Over Baghdad has a Facebook page with all the info and details, and we update it anytime we have shows and tours happening. And for me, you can get a hold of me on any social media possible with Chad Keggy, and I've got them all.
Hey, Chad, thank you so much for being a part of our show. Good luck at the X Games. I know Austin is a hotbed for BMX, and you're going to rock it.
Oh, it's going to be a great time. Thanks for having me on the show. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And a big shout-out to Crystal Yang from ESPN for hooking us all up. We have more and more and more coming up with Ryan Simmons and Surf here at All Action Sports Radio. Stay tuned.
Live a lie on my knees.
You are listening to All Action Sports Radio on allactionsportsradio.com. And if you want to check out our podcast, you can check them out on iTunes or you can go to audioboo.com and you can listen to the best in action sports here at All Action Sports Radio. And, you know, Chad Keggy, I mean, he just ended that interview and then he off air dropped a bomb that he's expecting a baby any day during the X Games that he might leave. And I was like, dude, you cannot just leave us hanging like that. You got to come back on air. So maybe we'll bring Chad back and talk about his you know, second child that he's expecting any time now in June while he's at the X Games. But before we get to all that, my favorite segment with Ryan Simmons. He's our resident surf expert here at All Action Sports Radio. And he is standing by on the golf course living the life. Ryan, what's up, my man?
Oh, not much. Just got done with a little round of golf.
Man, what a life. Surf, golf, sleep.
I'm still trying to milk it and act like I'm a professional surfer.
Speaking of, have you seen that that video of that 12-year-old kid surfing Chopu?
I have not.
Dude, it's absolutely amazing. He's 12 years old. And I mean, Chopu is like one of the heaviest waves in the world. And this kid is 12 years old, just charging it. And I just going to ask you, when was the biggest wave you ever hit? At what age?
Well, I was actually a really good swimmer involved in junior guards from six on. So I actually was tackling like 10 to 12 foot Hawaiian surf at 12, 13 years old. So if you're adept in the lineup at a young age as far as being a good swimmer and feeling comfortable, yeah, a lot of the young kids from Hawaii are charging big waves. So it's not out of the reach, but Chopu big for a 12-year-old, definitely pretty gnarly.
That's gnarly. Hey, speaking of your stomping grounds, Christian Hosoi was out there, and he created a hammerhead surfboard. Have you heard about that?
You know, he used to have that shape in his skate design, but yeah, I mean, it's only a matter of time till they branch out into surf designs.
I mean, what people are saying, it's ripping, it's fast, and it's cool. I thought maybe you had a chance to check it out or knew about it. All right, moving on. Let's talk about the tour. We have the Fiji Women's Pro coming up. It's stop number five this weekend. And we also have the men's stop coming up the 1st through 13th in Fiji. I am so excited about surf this year as opposed to the last couple of years. It's anybody's game. And Kolohe came so close, right?
Yeah, he definitely had his best result finally, and finally broke through, and the judges were giving him the scores that he deserved, and I think this is going to definitely open up, you know, his confidence for the rest of the year.
It just feels like it's wide open, and look, I'm not I hope I'm not being sacrilegious. I'm not bagging on the Kelly Slater train. You know, it used to be a foregone thought that he was going to win the tour, right?
And people it was. I mean, and 11 times he did it, right? <So.
laughs> I know, but this time it's a little more exciting. You know what I mean? It just seems
like they're definitely the younger guys. You know, the Julian Wilsons, the Gabriel Medinas, the Michelle Berezes, the guys that have kind of been knocking on the door between what 6th and 13th the last few years. You know, the back tier guys are now starting to figure it out, and they're getting their wins, and they're starting to put the pressure on Mick Fanning and Joel Parkinson and Kelly Slater, and those guys are getting on in their years. So they're now going to need to find out what are they going to need to do to stay relevant while the young kids come up and are hitting their strides.
And you know, there's no better place than Fiji. That
well, perfect surf. Everyone's going to get the opportunity to get good waves. You're right. It's going to come down to a show of surfing, and that's what we want to see, and that's what you're talking about.
You know, cause, I mean, right away, people were talking about the Bibong Rio Pro, about the waves. I mean, right away, the Twitter sphere, the blogosphere, people were just they can't do that now. I think it's a level playing field, and I think if these guys really step up, it's going to – I feel like it's a new world order. I know.
Well, you're right, and we have to see the pros in the average beach break. You know, we don't have like the U.S. Open that's on the tour anymore. I think, you know, the girls have that event, but so it is still cool to see the best in normal beach break where they got to kind of figure it out and find the waves, and it kind of comes down to wave selection. So, you know, it is the dream tour, and everyone wants to see the best waves being ridden, but at the same time, that adds excitement when it's kind of dumping beach break and you never know who's going to kind of pull out, you know, the X factor maneuver or get a big barrel or do a big error. So I like those events where it makes the pros struggle a little bit, let's say.
No, I like the big gnarly waves. I like people going crazy. I want a hot big and I want a
well,
fast.
Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? All right, Ryan. He's a man of so many words, right? I just love him. Ryan Simmons, our resident surf expert here at All Access Sports Radio. Hey, thanks for being a part of our show. We'll see you next week, man, all right?
All right, I'll talk next week.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. All right, coming up, we have our song of the week. All right, this is our song of the week. Linkin Park dropped a hint of what's to come with their new digital album, The Hunting Party, and we have that track. It's now our song of the week here at All Action Sports Radio.
You're guilty all the same, too sick to be ashamed. You want to point your finger.
That's a jam. Even if we just said, okay, that's it, you're done. It's already good.
That's Linkin Park, The Hunting Party, and that's a new album that's coming out. I think they said June 14th, and I liked it. I mean, it sounds like a lot of the Linkin Park stuff, but it was cool. All right, that's our show this week. If you like what you hear, email us at allactionsportsradio@gmail.com. And for extended interviews, check out our podcast at allactionsportsradio.com, iTunes, and audioboo.com. I want to thank our guests this week. Wait, before I thank our guests, Chad Kagi, the BMX pro rider, is going to have a baby during the middle of the X Games. We're going to bring Chad back, and we're going to talk about that because that was too good to pass up. All right, I want to thank Jason Weingand from RacerX Online, of course, Chad Kagi for being a part of our show, Koa Rothman, big wave surfer, and, of course, Ryan Simmons, our resident surf expert, who, by the way, was just killing it right now, and that segment ended way too early. We love you, Ryan. I want to thank you, the listener, for being a part of All Action Sports Radio each and every week. I want to thank our crew, Soy Sauce Media, Pam, Jay, you're doing great, man, and, of course, the inspiration. We will see you at Glen Helen to kick off the outdoors. And go have a killer week now. This is Wes. I'm out. It's hard to find. I find my heart beats, food, and what my heart gonna do my duty on that.